Shalom to all. Today's office is Basra Fine Chas, and we are starting a little bit into the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hamechus Hamar, Loi Machar Kalev. If a person sells a donkey, the Kalim of the donkey are not included in the sale. Now, Nachamadi, Amir Nachamadi says, Machar Kalev. The Kalim are included in the sale. And Rabbi Huda says, Pa'am Machurin, Pa'am Ena Machurin, sometimes they're included and sometimes they're not included in the sale. Ketzad, what's the scenario? Hay Hamar Lefanov, the Kalim Alav. Let's say the donkey was in front of him and its Kalim were there. Tells him, sell me your donkey, this one. Hare Kalev Mechurin, then the Kalim are included in the sale. Whereas if he says, Chamar Chahu, this is your donkey, meaning sell it to me, ain Kalev Mechurin, then the Kalim are not included. And we're going to explain in the Gemara what exactly the difference between these Lashinas are. And so Amar Ula tells us, Machlaikas, what's Machlaikas between the Tanakama and Nacham Amadi? Besak Vidiskia Vachumni, that's regarding these types of Kalim, namely a sack that's put on the donkey or the saddlebag that's on the donkey. These are both for putting things in, and a Chumni is a type of side saddle that women use to ride, and that's the entire machlokes. Tanakama Sar Tanakama holds, Stam Chamar Lirkav Kai. A donkey is meant for riding. It's not meant for putting things on. It's not meant for masui, for carrying things. And therefore, these kalim that we just mentioned that are only meant for carrying things are not included in the sale. Because again, the standard reason why you're going to buy a donkey is for riding it. Whereas Nachamadi Savar, Nachamadi holds, Stam Chamar Lamasui Kai. The Stam Chamar is not only for riding, but also for carrying things. And therefore, Nachamadi holds that these kalim are included in the sale because these are meant for carrying things. Aval, however, Ukif, the saddle, merdas, and the blanket, kilkali v'chabuk, these are different straps on the donkey, holding the saddle and different things attached to it. Divra Kol, everyone agrees, mechurin, that they are considered sold, because again, these are used only for riding. So even Tanakama holds that these types of kalim are included in the sale. But now the Gemara asks Meisve, we have a question on Ula. A brisa tells us, let's say a fellow says, chamar v'kalim ani marchalcha, I'm selling you chamar and it's kalim. Harei zemachar so ukif, v'sa merdas, v'sa kilkali, v'sa chabuk, included in this sale is the saddle, the blanket, and these different straps. Aval loy machar. The sack, saddlebag, and side saddle are not included. However, Bizmacha Amar Lai, if he tells him, he it and everything that's on it, Hare Kulan Mechurin, then everything's included in the sale. Now, what do we see from here? Time with the Amar Lai Chamar Vikalov, who the Kani Ukav Merdas. The only reason why the buyer acquires these Kalim, the Ukav and the Merdas, is because the seller told him very clearly, Chamar Vikalov, Haloy Amar Lai Hachi Lai. But if he didn't tell him that I'm selling you the Chamar and it's Kalim, it's Mashma that he doesn't even acquire those Kalim. And not like Ula, who said that everyone agrees that when a donkey is purchased, automatically included in the sale is the Ukif and the Merdas. And it doesn't have to be stipulated. But the Brisa says clearly that it does have to be stipulated. The guy has to say, Kalev, I'm also selling you the Kalim. So Gemara says, no, we're misunderstanding the Brisa. Huadin de Afagav de Loy Amrle Chamar Vik Kalev Nami Ukif and Merdas Mechurin. Really, the halacha is that even if the seller did not say, I'm selling you the Chamar and it's Kalim, the Ukif and the Merdas are included in the sale. V'hokamash Mlan, the Brisa is just trying to teach us the Afagav de Amrle Chamar v'kelav, that even though the seller said very clearly, I'm selling you the chamar and the kalim, you might think that there's other kalim included as well. The chiddush is that no, sak v'diske v'chumni loikani, these other kalim of sak v'diske and chumni, they're not included. Even though this extra lashon of v'kelav was used, we're still not including these three kalim in the sale. So now the Gemara says, my chumni, what exactly is this chumni? Amar Papa Bar Shmuel, Amar Kata Dinashi, as some sort of saddle that women sit on, but it's not a standard saddle. It's kind of like a box of sorts, which is on top of the donkey that the women get carried in. It's not like she's straddling the donkey like regular saddle, and therefore it's included in a masui of the donkey and not like regular riding. But I will continue discussing this. He probably would ask the following question. But Ba'idan Olav Machlaikas, is Machlaikas between the Tanakam and Nachamadi when the Kalim are on the actual donkey? Avol B'she'en on Olav. But if the Kalim are not on the donkey, Maidel Hu Nachamadi, then Nachamadi agrees to Tanakama that they're not included in the sale. Aydilma B'she'en on Olav Machlaikas. Maybe the Machlaikas Tanakam and Nachamadi is when the Kalim are not physically on the donkey. Avol Ba'idan Olav. But if the Kalim were currently on the donkey, Madilah Rabbanon Nachum, the Rabbanon agreed to Nachum that they are included in the sale. So we attempt to write Tashma, we had said, it was Macha Amar Loi. If he told him, Hu v'chol Masha Olav, it and everything on it, Harei Kulin Mechurin, everything's included in the sale. Now, E Amar B'Shleima Ba'odin Olav Machloikas, if you want to say, the Machloikas Rabbanon Nachum Madi is when the Kalim are still on it, the Hamani Rabbanon he. Who would this Brisa be? It would be the Rabbanon. That the only way the Kalim are included in the sale is if he says, I'm selling you everything. And if he didn't stipulate that, even though the Kalim were on the donkey, they're still not included. So find the brass of the Rabbanon. Eli Yamar B'she'ena Adon Olav Machlokes, but if you want to say the Machlokes Rabbanon Nachum Madi is when the Kalim are not on the animal, Aval Ba'odon Olav Divra Kol Mechurin, but if the Kalim are on the animal, according to everybody, even according to Rabbanon, they're included in the sale, Hamani, who's this brass alike? The brass is clearly telling us that they're not included in the sale, even if they're on the donkey, and the only way they'd be included is if he clearly stipulates, I'm also selling you these things. Well, it's not like they're Rabbanon or Nachum Madi. Two more answers, that's not a question. Really, we could say that B'she'ena Adon Olav Machlokes, that the Machlokes Rabbanon Nachum Madi is when the Kalim them are not on the donkey, v'rabbanon hi, but still the brisa could be the rabbanon. V'eimon, the way we should understand the brisa is as follows: ubizman she'amar loy, if the seller told the buyer hu v'chomasha roy liyos alav, I'm selling you it and everything that's fitting to be on it. Not that he said I'm selling you everything that's currently on the donkey. He told him I'm selling you everything that is fit to be put on the donkey, and so there's no question. And so we continue exploring this. Tashma, we have attempted raya. Rabbi Yehuda, Amir Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, pa'am mechurin, pa'am she'en mechurin. Sometimes the kalim are included in the sale, sometimes they're not included in the sale. Now, my love, amay the kamar tanakama kai Rabbi Yehuda. Wouldn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda is going on what the tanakama is talking about, and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about where the kalim were on the donkey, which means that the tanakama is also talking about that the kalim were on the donkey, and that clearly shows us that the machlok is tanakama and achamadi is ba'aydin olav when the kalim are on it. So we have a raya from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, loy, that's not a raya. Rabbi Yehuda, ein chazon beis on top, milsa achrisi ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about something else, meaning Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to be the midline shita between the tanakama and achamadi, which he seems to be in the Mishnah. He's coming to tell us something totally different. He's simply talking about a situation that even if the kalim happen to be on the donkey, sometimes they're still not going to be included in the sale, and we can't necessarily learn from him what the machlok is, tanakama and achamadi is. So we continue with another attempted raya, and we had this in yesterday's Gemara. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, Tashma, let's bring a raya. We had said machers hakaroin, if a person sells a wagon, loy machers hapradois, the mules are not included in that sale. The Tanya Rav Techlifa Bar Marava, Kamei Rebbe Avo, Rav Techlifa Bar Marava taught in front of Avo, machers hakaroin, machers hapradois. If a person sells a wagon, the mules are included in that. And Amalei, he had asked him, loy machers tanan. We had said in the Mishnah that we just quoted that they're not included in the sale. Amalei, Rav Techlifa Bar Marava asked him, Ismai, should I erase this brisa from my list of brises? Amalei, he told him, loy, don't erase it. Titakamas nisach, we could explain your brisa as talking about Baduk and Bai, that the mules and wagon were attached, and that's why they're both included in the sale. Now, Michlal, that implies, Demas Nisin, Mishaina Dukin Bai, that the Mishnah that we're coming from is talking about that the mules and wagon are not attached, and with the Reisha Mishain Aydan Olav, since the Reisha, meaning the previous Mishnah, is talking about Ein Aydan Olav, meaning the Kalim are not attached to the thing being sold, Seifa Nami Mishain Aydan Olav. The Seifa, which is our Mishnah, is also talking about that the Kalim are not attached to the thing being sold. So that's a Raya. However, the Gemara says, no, Adarabba, if you're trying to bring a Raya from a previous Mishnah, I'll tell you the exact opposite. Ema Reisha, let's take a look at a Mishnah even before that. What do we say in the first Mishnah in the Perek? That if a person sells a boat, certain things are included, avaloy machar, but the following things are not included, loyas avadim, not avadim, loyas antiki, and not the merchandise, and vamrina my antiki. We had explained yesterday what's antiki. Amar Papa, he says, iska de begava, the merchandise that's in the boat. So we see that we're talking about aydan olav, that the kalim are in it, meaning the merchandise is in the boat. And midrash about aydan olav, since the first Mishnah in the Perek is talking about aydan olav, seifonami, our Mishnah as well, but aydan olav, could be talking about aydan olav. And therefore, there's no raya from the previous Mishnah because we have a totally different raya, and so maybe we should say the exact opposite. So the Gemara says, right, Elotana, Mili, Mili, Ktani. The Tana in each Mishnah is teaching something separate, and each Mishnah is its own thing, and we can't bring a raya from one Mishnah to the other. And the Gemara tells us, Simin, Zagam, Nasan. This is a simon of all the names of the upcoming Manda Amrim. Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Meir, Reb Nasan, Reb Sumchis, Reb Nacham Madi, Kulis Fil, who all them hold, Kim Zabin, Enish Midi. When a person sells something, Yu, Vachotash Mishnah, Mizamin, he's selling it and everything else that comes along with it, meaning all the things that are needed for its most basic use are also included in that sale. Reb Elazar did not. Reb Elazar, we have a Mishnah. Reb Elazar Emre, he tells us, Hamerchas Beis Abad, if a person sells a Beis Abad, a press, Machar Zakaira, he sells the beam, because that's the main part of the press. Reb Shimon Gamliel did not. We have a Mishnah that says, Reb Shimon Gamliel Emer, he tells us, Hamerchas Zair, if a person sells a city, Machar Es Asanter, the Santer is included in the city. And we had a Machleik is what the Santer is, but either which way, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, this is considered one of the Tashmishim of the city, so it's included. Reb Meir, the Tanya of Brasa tells us, Reb Meir says, Machar Zakarem, if a person sold a vineyard, Machar Tashmisha Karem, the Tashmishim of the Karem are included as well. And Reb Nosson Vesumchas, where do we see them? Beatsis Vedugas, that when a person sells a ship, the Beatsis and Dugas, this is the small rowboat attached to the ship, they're included as well. And Nacham Amadi, Hada Amran, Nacham Amadi, we have in our Mishnah that he includes these other things that Tanakama does not. Now going on to explain, Shittus Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda had said, Pa'am Mechurin Vechulu, that sometimes are included in the sale and sometimes not. And he had told us that if the person said, Mechar Li, Chamarcha Zeh, then all the Kalim are included, but if he said, Chamarcha Hu, then they're not included. So the Gemara asks, Mashnah Chamarcha Zu, Umashnah Chamarcha Hu. What's the difference between saying Chamarcha Zu and Chamarcha Hu? In both scenarios, he's telling him, this is your donkey and I want to buy it. So as Rabbi Yehuda say, that in one case, he acquires all the kalim as well, but in the other case, he only gets the donkey. So Amar Rava, he explains, Chamarcha Zu, when he tells him, your donkey, this one, Yadu the Chamar Dehu. The buyer clearly knows that this donkey that he's pointing to is the seller's, and Bahai Deka Amar Le, Zu, and the reason why he's telling him Zu, which is an added word, it's unnecessary, he could just say Chamarcha, your donkey, but he said, Zu, your donkey, this one, it must be that he's trying to tell us Mishum Kalev Ka'amalei. He's saying it because of the Kalim. In other words, he's saying, I want to buy your donkey, this one, Zu, this one, with the Kalim on it. Whereas Chamarcha Hu, when he uses this Lashon, Deloya Del Chamri Dehu. Clearly, the buyer does not know that it's the seller's donkey. And Vahik Ka'amalei, this is what he he's telling him, is this your donkey that you'll sell it to me? And then when the seller says, yes, only the donkey is included in the sale, not the kelim, because no extra lashonis were used. The buyer didn't say anything extra that we understand from here, that those extra things, meaning the kelim, are included in the sale, and it's just a plain donkey. And on to another Mishnah with more cases. Someone sells a donkey, machers ha-siyach. The siyach, which is a foal, its young baby, is sold along with it. Machers ha-parah, but if a person sells a cow, loy machers binah, the cow's baby, the calf, is not included in that sale. Machar ashba, if a person sells a place for garbage, is some sort of hole in the ground that's meant for putting garbage or fertilizer. Machar zivla, the zevel, the fertilizer, is included in that sale automatically. Machar bar, if he sells a water holding tank. Machar memeha, the water is included in that. Machar kaveres, if he sells a beehive. Machar dvarim, the bees are included in that. Machar shevich, if he sells a pigeon coop. Machar yanim, the pigeons are included in that. So Gemara asked in the beginning of the Mishnah, hey chidami, what's the case? Ida amarle, if he told him, he ubina, I'm selling you it and its child, afilu par ubina nami. So when we're talking about a mother cow and its child and its calf, the calf should be included as well. Why would the Mishnah say that the calf is not included in the sale of the mother? And he doloy amarle, he ubina, if he didn't say it and its child, afilu chamar nami loy, then even with a chamar and its foal and its baby, it should not be included. So what's the case the Mishnah is referring to? That when a mother donkey is sold, its baby's included, but when the mother cow is sold, the baby's not included. So Rav Papa, he answers, to Amrle, we're talking about where he told him, Chamor minika upar minika animar chalecha. I'm selling you a nursing donkey or a nursing cow. Mishnah upar, we understand that when he's selling a cow, ikal memor, we can understand that what's he saying? Lechalba bayla, that he needs it for its milk, and cow's milk is kosher, so therefore it makes sense that only the cow is sold and not the calf, because a nursing cow means, I want your cow so I can get milk from it. El Chamor, Micah Amrle. But when he says the nursing donkey is being sold, what's he trying to say? That the donkey's being sold for the milk? Obviously, no one wants donkey milk. It's not kosher. So must be that he's selling the donkey with its child, and that's why the word manika, nursing donkey, was stipulated. Shmaim, we see from here, he's saying it and its child. Now we're going to a little bit of Agadat HaGemara, Vamai Karle Siach. Why is it that the baby of a donkey is called a Siach? And that's because Shemahalach Acher Sicha Noe, it goes after nice speech. If you speak to it nicely and softly, it will follow your commands. When it gets older, you have to hit it with a strap in order for it to listen. But when it's younger, it will listen to your soft speech, and that's Lashon of Siach, Sicha Noe, nice, calm speech. And once we have this Lashon of Sicha, nice, gentle speech, the Gemara continues with the Drasha, and we have this very long Pasuk that is going to be Darshan totally different than the basic understanding. Amar B'Shul Bar Nachman, Amar B'Yechanan, Ma'idach Sev, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Al-Kain Yomer HaMashlim V'Gaymer, about this, the Mashlim would say. Now we explain, HaMashlim Elu HaMashlim B'Yitzram, the Mashlim they're referring to are those who rule over their Yetzer. And what does the Pasuk tell us that the Mashlim say? Bayu Chashbain. What does this mean? Bayu V'Nachshav Chashbain Shal Olam, let's make a Chashbin, an accounting of this world. Hafsin Mitzvah Keneged Schara, Uschara Vera Keneged Hafseda. The loss of the mitzvah corresponding to its schar, or the gain of an avera corresponding to its loss. If a person doesn't do a mitzvah because it's too hard or too expensive, that's the loss, but make a cheshbon of the schar, the gain of the mitzvah, that gain is eternal, and schar avera keneged hefseda is the other way around. The gain of an avera is the immediate pleasure a person gets by doing an avera, but think about the hefsed, the eternal loss that a person gets. And that's a cheshbon that these mashlim make. And what does the pasuk continue saying? Tibane v'sikainen. Literally, this means you're going to be built and established. And this teaches us, imata isakain, if you do this, if you make this cheshbon, tibane ba'ilam hazeh, you're going to be built up in this world, and v'sikain lo'ilam haba, you're going to be established in the next world. The pasuk continues saying, ir sikain, what does this tell us? It may some adam atzmai ka'ayr zeh, but if a person makes himself like an ayr, which is a young horse, shemahalach acher sikhanoe, that it follows sikhanoe, the gentle, soft speech of the Yetzirah, convincing him not to do this. So maksev acher, what does the pasuk say afterwards? Ki eish yotze mechashbein v'goymer, for fire has come from cheshbein. What does this mean? Teitze eish mechashbein, a fire is going to come forth from the people who make this cheshbein, who make this accounting, v'toichel es she'enem cheshbein, and it's going to eat the ones that didn't make this cheshbein, as we had learned previously in the beginning of the parak, then in the world to come, everyone's going to be burned, they're going to be nichve by other people's canopies, because we see that a person's sitting in a canopy, he has his covering from Hashem because he did great things in his life, and another person's going to say, wow, I could have done that, I didn't make that cheshbein. And that's the lashon of ki eish yatza, that a fire is going to come out from these people who made this cheshbein and burn people who didn't. The pasuk continues, v'lahavim mekiryas sichain, literally this means a flame from the city of Sichain. And what's this teaching us? Mekiryas tzadikim shnikru sichin, this flame, this fire is going to come from the place of the tzadikim who are called sichin. Siach is lashon of trees over here. The pasuk continues, achla armayav, what does this mean? Zah mahalach achar yitzray, this is a person who goes after his yitzer, ka'ayir zeh, like this young animal, shamahalach achar sichanoe, that follows gentle, soft speech. And as the pasuk continues, ba'alei bamais arnoin, elu gasei ruach, this refers to people who are very haughty, they're very conceited. Da'amar mar, it was stated, kol adam shesh b'gas ruach, noifel b'gehenim, anyone who has gas is a ruach, he's haughty, he's a bal gaiva, he goes to gehenim. And we continue, the pasuk tells us, vaniram, what does this mean? Amar Rasha, the Rasha says, ain ram, there isn't someone on high, referring to Hashem, who is very high, is very elevated. That's the lashon of niram, no on high. And the pasuk also says avar chashbain, or does this mean avar chashbain shel olam, that this chashbain of the olam was lost? Namely, this Rasha says that making such a chashbain doesn't make sense anyway. Hashem doesn't pay attention to it. However, this pasuk tells us ad divine. What does this mean? Amar kash baruch Hashem says hamtein ad sheyavei din. Wait until the din comes. Don't be so haughty and conceited. Don't say that there's no Hashem and that making a chashbain isn't important. Wait until yavei din. That's ad divine, and then you're going to see that really you're wrong. The pasuk continues vanashem ayin tesam alaf on the top ad noifach. What does this mean? Ad shetavei esh she'in etzricha nifuach. There's going to come a fire that doesn't need any fanning. Nashem is his lashon of esh, and noifach is lashon of nifuach, to fan or to blow a fire to make it bigger. Ad meidva. What does this mean in the pasuk? Ad shetadiv nishmason, until these people's neshamas are agonized. And v'amrila, some say, what does this mean? Ad meidva, ad da'avid ma'idabai, until it does what he wants, meaning Hashem is going to let this fire go until it accomplishes what he wants it to accomplish. Anyway, a similar limud, amar v'yudam harav, kol ha'parash v'divrei Torah, esh ha'chasai, anyone who leaves, he separates himself from divrei Torah, fire is going to consume him. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'nosati yispanei bohem, and I will set my face against them, me'ha'esh yotso, they left fire, v'ha'esh toichlem, and fire is going to consume them. And leaving fire over here means leaving the words of Torah, so fire is going to consume them. And kiyasar v'dimar, v'dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, amar v'yanyisan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yanyisan, kol ha'parash atzmei divrei Torah, anyone who leaves, he separates himself from Torah, nefel b'gehenim, he falls into gehenim. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, adam tayim derech haskel, a person strays from the path of haskel, of wisdom, which is referring to Torah, be'gahal refaim yenuach, he's going to rest, if you will, in a congregation of refaim. And ve'in refaim al gehenim, refaim refers to gehenim. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'lo yada ki refaim sham, and he doesn't know that refaim is there, be'imke sha'ol kirueha, the depths of sha'ol are the ones who are invited to it, and sha'ol is referring to gehenim. So we see that refaim is gehenim, and so when a person deviates from the path of Torah, he finds himself in gehenim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.